This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and we're back again. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
To all of our listeners, you'll have to forgive us. We're not recording on our normal podcast day, so we may be a little bit out of it. But we'll power through and we'll soldier on.
Yeah, last week was not fun. I was very from like it was almost a week too. It was from like Friday to Thursday.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Well, there were multiple things I guess going around the school, and I feel like I had at least two of them.
So was it like congestion and like sore throat or?
Both of those, and then also like headaches, upset stomach, and like it was just.
Yeah, that does not sound like a good combination.
No, but I still have a slight cough, but other than so thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. How's your week? That we didn't do anything.
My week was okay. Trying to think if anything significant happened during last week. No, not really. I didn't really do anything. I was supposed to go see Us. In the theaters, but when we got there, it was sold out. So we were like, "Oh wow, just gonna have to do it another day." Yeah. but I've been seeing like a lot of mixed reviews about it online, so I just kind of wanted to check it out for myself and see how things actually were. But I'll catch it another day.
Yeah, I've seen things about it too. People go back and forth about it, but I guess they sold like a lot opening weekend.
Yeah, and then there was the whole controversy about Jordan Peele saying that as long as he's making movies, he doesn't want to have white main characters, and yeah, people flipped out about that
for whatever reason.
Yeah, and I was reading on Tumblr today that somebody had made a post that was saying that, you know, there have been, you know, white directors who have said that they felt, now this could, you know, be years ago and their viewpoints could have possibly changed since then, but they have gone on record to say that they felt that having a person of color in a leading role would lead to a movie not being as successful as they thought that having a white person being in a leading role would be. And I mean, you know, depending on how, I guess, old those statements were made, I definitely feel like not only just people of color, but women being a lead in movies is just, I feel like there's definitely a trend that's been shifting, because you have like some major blockbusters in the past couple of years that have come out and like with, you know, people of color or, you know, females being in the lead. And people go out in droves to see him.
Huh. Better to me about, like, nah, I'm not really a big movie person as it is, so it's just, if I'm interested in the storyline, I'll go see it. It's all right to me. That's how it should be, I think.
That it really should. I feel like you should be able to take out the bias, and you should go to the movies to see the story. Now, I say that, and then I feel like people are thinking about, oh, well, what about Kevin Spacey and all the things that he did and all the allegations? Yeah. Like, okay, well, yeah, you don't want to support someone who has... I feel like I'm walking a very tight line here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where you got to be careful, but I don't even know half that stuff.
Yeah.
I probably should, but it's because I don't really know. You could give me an actor one up and I'll be like, sure, that's an actor. I just don't know actors in movies.
Yeah. But if you don't see a lot of movies, it's just outside of like the big names, it's just, you know, names wouldn't be recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to, ooh, that sounds like a fun game I could play one day. Just give you an actor's name and you can see if you can give me a movie that the actor has been in.
I highly doubt I will. Because even movies I've seen, I don't know who's in it.
I have to take down a note. Future podcast games.
I will lose.
We might have to bring a guest on or something and see if we have somebody for you to go up against.
Somebody who maybe actually knows movies.
No, I want to have somebody at least is on like the same playing field as you.
I don't know. It seems like there's so many people that watch movies.
Yeah.
Who are like me, who just don't really care, don't see him very often. Like Jeremy.
<You're> right.
Is it all the time?
I was watching RT Live earlier today, and I don't know if you've ever watched any of the like the live streams that Rooster Teeth has. But they created, because Funhouse was the first to do it. And they created like a dedicated live stream to where they just ran all of their content, like in a shuffled playlist, but they ran it 24 hours a day. So Funhouse did it first, and then Rooster Teeth came back with, so Funhouse was FHTV, and then Rooster Teeth came out with a RTTV for Rooster Teeth content and an AHTV for Achievement Hunter content. And when the AHTV live stream was up, I was just constantly watching that, because it was like it would go back to like fails of the week, you know, like the first episodes of AWU or Go. So it was like all of the stuff that you had completely forgot about, it was like kind of nostalgic and it brought it back. But I guess Rooster Teeth wanted to kind of balance everything out and not have people have to decide, it was like, oh, well, I want to watch Funhouse because they have a video on that I really liked and was really funny. But also, at the same time, AHTV has a really funny video on that I really liked, too. So instead of having to split your attention, they created one RTTV channel, and then they scheduled out programming like regular television. And so, like, from, I want to say it was, like, from 9 to 3 today was all Achievement Hunter content. And I think from like 6 to 9 was Funhouse, 9 to 3 was Achievement Hunter, then 3 to 4 Sugar Pine had their podcast live streamed, and then 4 to 5 there was like some miscellaneous stuff in between, and then 5 to whatever the Rooster Teeth podcast was live streamed. And so, you know, the programming is like that. So I was watching the AH content earlier today, and they were playing some old Trivia Pursuits. I think it was like before Alfredo started working with Achievement Hunter, but he was like visiting the office, and so he was playing too. And it just made Jeremy and Alfredo seem like the dumbest people on the planet. Because it was Alfredo, Jeremy, Jack, and Jeff. So it's like you have two of the smarter people, and then you have the two young guys who just, it's like they don't know anything.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I'd be in the same boat. Like, there are times when I watch, you know, like Funhouse or Achievement Hunter or whatever, especially when they mention, like, in Funhouse when they have Alana on and they're like, oh, you're too young to know about this. And because I think I'm around her age, but I think I might be a little younger than her.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, because
it just makes them all feel like they're so old,
right? Because I know Jack makes a lot of references. Both Jack and Jeff makes a lot of references, but I feel like Jeff's references that he makes in videos are like more skewed towards like classic films or classic literature and stuff like that. And Jack is normally the only one that gets it. And then Jack will make references to not necessarily classic stuff, but just older stuff like late 80s, early 90s, stuff like that. And I'll just find myself watching a video and I'll hear Jack make an off comment, and it's a reference to something from like the 80s. And I'll laugh and I'll just like notice that nobody else in the video even paid any attention to it. And it's so funny when Jack and Jeff are in a video and they make those kind of comments or those little jokes, and really only those two will get it, and you'll just hear them say like, thanks Jeff, I knew you'd laugh at that.
Yeah, I'm glad they have that, because yeah, I don't know what they're talking about, but it's still funny to listen to them go back and forth about it.
Right. And it's so funny because it's like with like the main six guys, and now with Trevor, Alfredo, and Lindsay being brought into more videos, and Matt too, you kind of see who has like these little connections. Like Jack and Jeff have their like classic TV, classic movie connections. But then what I've been noticing is that Ryan and Michael have like this anime connection. And so Ryan actually being older than Jack will make these anime references, and then Michael will pick up on it. And Michael was like, I understood that. Because Ryan will, like, he'll reference, like, Dragon Ball or Bleach or, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And Michael will be right there along with him. And I find it, like, so endearing. Because you see, like, especially, like, when it comes to a TV show or whatever, and you see, like, the cast, and they're acting out a script, and they have this on-screen chemistry and everything, you're like, I wonder if they're, like, actually, like, really friends, like, once the cameras are, you know, once the director yells cut, the cameras are off, you know, do they just kind of, like, just go their separate ways, or are they actually, like, friends, or anything like that? And with Achievement Hunter, and with Funhouse 2 that I've seen, it's like, and, you can tell that they have this relationship. Like, they may not be the best of friends to where they spend all their time outside of work together, because I mean they see each other at work every day, so I'm sure they would want some distance apart from each other once they're done for the day. But it's just those like little connections like that that could kind of show you that they're actually like really friends.
It's always nice to see stuff like that. I don't know, it's reassuring to see that it's not fake, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, that was worded kind of weird, but pretty much that's that. And then I like how the only thing Jack knows about anime is that it's at a school. Which is fair, because it's usually true.
Yeah.
They'll just... And Jack goes, is it at a school?
God, I never really thought about how many many different anime.
When Jack starts asking that, you're like, oh no.
There are a lot of them that take place at a school. That's crazy.
It's because it's usually like, you know, teenagers are the main characters, so they're in high school.
Right. So I guess it is.
Even if it's like a magic high school or something, it's still high school.
Right. I guess it is better for them to, you know, go through all of this stuff at high school than to, even though you're already suspending disbelief, you don't have to like think, okay, this kid is 14. Why the hell is he in school every day? He's always out off doing something.
I know, you never think about that until it just hits you.
Right.
Well, now that we've talked about Rooster Teeth
right.
a lot. So I want to know what you do for yourself when you want to do just a little something like special for yourself. Like if maybe you're feeling a little down or you just decide, hey, you know what? I'm just going to do a little something just to make myself be a little happier.
Definitely what I used to do was when like physical media was like a really big thing. If I wanted to like do something special for myself, I wanted to treat myself to something, I would go to Best Buy and just, you know, even if there wasn't like a new movie out that I wanted to see or there wasn't like a new CD out that I wanted to listen to, I would just go and just kind of like find something, like find a movie, find a DVD or find a CD and just kind of like, oh, you know, I remember when this came out and I say that I wanted to get the movie or get the CD or whatever. And so I would just treat myself to something like that until, you know, technology evolves and now you have Apple Music and you have like Netflix. So you don't really have much a need for DVD and CD collections. Nowadays, what I do is I'll just like try to find, especially now since I've moved and I'm living in a new area that I haven't really explored before, I'll try to go find like a restaurant or something that I haven't been to before. And I'll just like take myself out to eat. It's more fun like during football season because at least I could like go out and and watch a game or something. Because I tried doing it, like, not during football season, and I don't know, it's just something, like, really lonely about going out to eat and just sitting at a table by yourself. It's like, sitting at a bar is fine, because at least, you know, like, you kind of sit next to people, you know, the bartender will come and, you like, kind of chit-chat with you a bit, and that's cool. But when you're just at, like, a four-seat table, you're just sitting there by yourself and there's nothing really for you to watch. And you're just like, okay, I'm on my phone by myself, not really doing anything. I had to stop doing that because it kind of made me depressed a little bit.
Oh, I never thought of, I've never like gone somewhere out to eat by myself. So I never thought about that.
It's not always too bad, but yeah, I'll either do that or just like, especially if like there's a movie out that I want to see, I'll, you know, just take myself to the movies and stuff like that. I feel like, especially going to the movies, if I need to cheer myself up, especially if I, if it's like an action movie or a comedy or something like that, it just, it allows me to just kind of shut my brain off and suspend disbelief and just, you know, just let the movie play in and just enjoy the movie. And just kind of try not to think about stuff.
Yeah, that's good. I'm usually pretty boring. Like, usually all I do is, you know, if I'm just sitting at home or something, then I'll order either like Chinese or Five Guys because I love both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if like I'm going to be going out somewhere, sometimes I'll just make sure to put a little more work into how I look, you know, just dress up like a little better or whatever, and then
yeah,
because anytime I go out and I feel like I'm a little more dressed up, it makes me feel better for sure.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, so that's what I like to do.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
When was the last time you did something like that?
Not recently. I haven't really been going anywhere recently. Mm-hmm. To like dress up or anything, and I haven't really had the money to buy food. So, I don't know. Maybe like a month ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I think that was the last time I got one day. I was just like, you know what? I've got the money, and it sounds really good, so I'm
just going to order it. Yeah, sometimes that's what you have to do. You just got to, you know, bite the bullet and just get it done. Because I feel like if you think about it too much, it just, like, starts to...
Yeah.
You start to, like, convince yourself that you shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. I order food or something, you know, like, if I want to make myself feel better or whatever, then I put it in my cart and I buy it. I'm like, I'm not going to think about it
because I'm not going to do it. I definitely know that feeling.
Anytime I buy it, about it too much, I'm like, I don't know.
That little...
I haven't really bought myself anything.
Yeah?
Yeah. Since, like, my parents have moved out, I really haven't bought myself. Or, you know, like, ordering food every now and then, like, every couple weeks or so.
Yeah.
I need to go to the mall or something just to, like, I don't know, buy a shirt or something. Do something for myself.
You need to go soon before the mall, all these malls close.
I know. There's, like, stores in the mall, in our mall, that have been closing, like, big ones.
Yeah.
Like, I saw, I think JCPenney's the most recent one that's been talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was it? Sears, is that the last one that closed?
Sears closed. I feel like the majority of the Sears stores closed like a while ago. But I think I remember reading somewhere that Sears got bought out by somebody else and they were talking about opening some stores back up again.
Huh. I know there was one in our mall, and then I don't usually go in there, so I can't think off the top. But it must be closed.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not very many stores actually in the mall that I go into. And, like, the department stores. Because our mall's set up kind of weird. It's kind of like an X in a way where it's got four different hallways.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of each hallway is, like, one of the big department stores. There's, like, Macy's, Sears, JCPenney, and I don't remember what the other one is.
Yeah.
So those will be leaving for sure.
Yeah, one of the mall, when I was in high school, we used to live, like, right down the street from a mall. And it was kind of, shaped in that same fashion to where it, like, branched off in four different directions. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Sears, JCPenney, Macy's, and Dillard's. And I think now the Macy's is closed. And I think they turned Macy's into a Dick's Sporting Goods. And I think...
Didn't all those close, too?
Well, at least not that one.
Huh.
And I think another one of the big... And, yeah, Sears definitely closed. And I think they just kind of walled Sears off. And they didn't really even do anything with that space. I think even Dillard's might... either close or it's about to close. One of the two. So I think JCPenney might be the only one left there. And if JCPenney's is closing, then, you know, that might be out the door too. So.
Huh.
I mean, it's just department store shopping isn't really where it's at anymore.
Yeah, well, when I go to the mall, that's not what I go for. Oh, just, like, the couple stores I like, and then sometimes we get, like, Chinese food there, but, like,
right.
I don't know, it's mostly we just kind of go there to just be somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where else to go, but I guess we'll go here.
Just walk around for a little bit, kind of look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And they have a bubble tea place now.
Ooh.
And the only other time I ever get it is in Chicago, so I love being able to get it at the mall now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, I don't think I've had bubble tea in years.
I get, well, in Chicago, the place that we go, I used to get like a strawberry kind of smoothie thing and then like strawberry. And then I tried that at the one that's here and that wasn't very good, but mm-hmm. I had a milk tea, milk tea with coffee jellies and it was really good. So that's what I get.
Oh, okay.
Cause I love coffee and it was like really good.
Yeah, I went to Starbucks yesterday, and I'm trying to remember what it was called. It was like cinnamon cloud something something something. I don't know. It was something. It was some kind of like drink where they it's like a lot of like foam, I guess, and so it's kind of like, I don't even know how to explain it. but no, I saw that and I got that and it was really good. And didn't really have to add anything to it and wasn't like super sweet or like super overpowered cinnamon or anything. It was definitely pretty good. Mm. I'm gonna have to see if I could stop at Starbucks tomorrow before I go to work and get me another one. I help get me through the day.
I know, today I had to go to work so early and then having week and having to go in early. I've been so tired.
Yeah. Well, speaking of work, I don't know like how much you pay attention to like the lottery or like Powerball. Mm-hmm. But last week the Powerball jackpot got up to about $600 million.
Wow.
And so anytime it starts to get like that, people start to kind of get a little like stir crazy because everybody wants to win it. And so my coworkers and everything, they wanted to like put together like a pot of money to get lottery tickets because, you know, the more we buy, the better your chances are that you'll win. So we all put money in and everything, and sadly, we didn't win. There was somebody from Wisconsin. It was the only one winner who got all the numbers, so they got the whole $600 million. But every time somebody wins the jackpot, it goes back down to the base winnings of $40 million. And I find it so funny because people were like, ugh, it's just $40 million now. I don't even want to worry about playing with it. I'm like, $40 million is still a good bit of money. I never thought I would hear just the words, it's only $40 million.
Yeah.
But my question is, when you ask somebody, you know, what would you do if you won a lottery? You know, the standard, you know, normally the go-to answers are, oh, you know, I'll pay all my bills off, I'll pay off my student loans, you know, buy a car, buy a house, give my family some money, donate to charity, invest it, stuff like that, right? So, I want to know, if you were to win the lottery, say, you know, the base $40 million jackpot or whatever, and so you win the lottery, but all of that, like, responsible adult stuff, like bills and cars and homes and all that stuff is already taken care of. That comes with the lottery package. So you just have $40 million to just blow on any kind of ridiculous, nonsensical thing you would want to do. What would you do with your money?
First, I'd probably get the things that I really want that I can't afford, like a Switch and a bigger TV because I don't have a very big TV, and a nice gaming computer. Not even like really expensive, just one that will run most games. And work and be new.
I feel that. I really feel that.
Those would probably be like the first things I'd get. And then just like a very basic answer would be basic answer for me. I'd love to take a trip to Korea and Japan. So I'd love to somehow do that, like work in, go to, it'd be great to go there for like a month, because then you can not have feel rushed and you can get used to the times, time change and all of that. So I'd love to go to each one of those for a month and just basically live there for a month to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And then obviously also hire translators, because Korea I might be able to get by, but Japan not at all. I think those are the only things I could really think of. I'm sure, I mean, I know there'd be tons of other things that I'd buy. There's just nothing else I could think of it specifically.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Those are pretty cool. I definitely want to go to Japan at some point in my life, so I can definitely relate to you on that. But for me, yeah, I would definitely do like get like upgrade to all the latest consoles, make sure I have a good, you know, gaming PC and everything, make sure I have like the fastest internet humanly possible, and have Wi-Fi extenders all around my house so I could get like top level speeds no matter where I go. But I'd hire a personal trainer and a personal chef so I could like get into like really good shape. And then I would reach out to either Marvel Studios or Sony and give them however much money they would ask for, so I could have like a true to life movie set quality Spider-Man costume. So it'd be cool. Like it'd be like the dopest cosplay ever, because it's like real like studio quality. So I do that. I would try to start up a YouTube channel, but it would be kind of like a mixture of Slow Mo Guys and Mythbusters, like all rolled up into one. And since I have like a good amount of money, then I can kind of just like fund all like the props and everything and stuff myself. And it just, because I miss Mythbusters. Mythbusters were like my favorite show on TV. And then, you know, the guys just decided they didn't want to do it anymore. And so I would like to bring something like that back, because I feel like that could still be a show that people watch. And I feel like YouTube is probably a better format for it than network television. Because I think that may be why, like, the numbers were probably down, because a lot of people weren't necessarily watching TV anymore. And especially, you know, if they were, it was just, like, I have an antenna in my living room, so I'll just get basic channels, like CBS, NBC, Fox, stuff like that. So nobody's really watching the Discovery Channel. And I think to watch it on, I don't know if it was on Hulu or anything like that. I don't think Mythbusters was on Netflix. But I think it was, like, behind a paywall or whatever. So I think you would have to, like pay for Hulu Plus or whatever so you could watch Mythbusters. So, you know, if they don't want to pay for that, then your viewership declines. But I feel like if you reintroduce that show on YouTube, I think it would have, like, Slow Mo Guys level success. Because I feel
I was going to say something about Slow Mo Guys, like how well they do. And there's obviously more of kind of like science thing. So, yeah, I think you're right. Mythbusters would do better on YouTube.
Because I feel like the most important, well, not the most important thing, but one of the biggest things that you will want to have with a YouTube video is you want to have gif-able moments. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Slow Mo Guys definitely has a lot of gif-able moments. Especially being that they shoot high speed, so they're slow motion, you can get that perfect moment. Like, because I remember seeing like a lot of gifs that I see from Slow Mo Guys are especially when they do like the giant balloon stuff, and so they put Dan in the balloon, and just that moment when the balloon pops, that's the moment that everybody wants to see. And so being in slow motion, it's a lot less work for you to have to like stop the video and like try to capture that great 3 seconds, because it's just it's drawn out, so you get more of it. But I feel like having a show, a YouTube channel, and have videos like Mythbusters, if I can get it out. But it would have like a lot of gif-able moments with the type of experiments that they did. Mm-hmm. But I think I would do something like that. And then that would bring even more revenue with YouTube views and everything, so I could keep on doing it. And get sponsorships and, you know, going down a whole road, and that's a whole different story.
Then you'd just be good to go.
Right, I'd be set for life. We wouldn't have to worry about anything else. But yeah, I think that would be like the crazy stuff that I would do if I had that much money.
Mm-hmm. Man, that'd be nice.
It really would be.
My mom said something about that like the other day, where she said something like, "Oh, he only got 1 million or something." Like, "Oh, I wish I only got 1 million.
Right? It was because I think the guy who, whoever from Wisconsin, they won it last Wednesday. And so they draw Powerball numbers every Wednesday and Saturday. So they won it Wednesday. And then the Saturday before, like, everybody was looking, trying to win it. Nobody won Saturday. So I remember Monday morning when I was watching the news, they were saying, "Oh, well, nobody won a Powerball on Saturday, so the total has gone up again." And so they did another story about this group of coworkers who all pitched in to buy lottery tickets, and they won $1 million. And I think it was like 30 of them. I don't know exactly where they, like, what state they were in. I think it might have been, like, Pennsylvania or something like that. But they won $1 million. So it was, like, $1 million to split between the 30 of them. And so they were saying, you know, that's about, like, 30-something thousand dollars for each of them. And I'm like, yeah, even $30,000 would be pretty good. You know, it's, like, it's 30,000 more than what I have right now. So I'd be happy for that.
Exactly. Well, there's, like, this contest that's on the radios around here, and it happens a couple times a year, and it lasts for, I think, where 4 times a day on weekdays they'll give you a keyword you text in, and then you're entered to win for $1,000. Well, you're entered to win $1,000.
Yeah,
and you know, like, even that $1,000, it's still more $1,000 more than I have.
Right.
You know, like, I don't, anytime people are like, this, like, how much do you have?
Right. The radio show that I listen to in the morning when I'm on my way to work, they have a game that they play called Beat the Bank. Well, the original version of it was called Beat the Bank. And so basically what it is, they give you like a password. They say, okay, we're looking for caller number 17 or whatever. Caller number 17 comes in, they give them the password or the keyword or whatever, and so that gives them the access to play the game. And so basically what it is, they have like this random number generator, and you're sitting on the phone and you're listening to the numbers being called out. They start at 100 and it would go up to 1,000, and so it'll just be like random numbers. It'll just be like 107, 214, 403, you know, and it'll just like continually increase, but it's not guaranteed to go all the way up to 1,000. So whenever you think that it's gotten as high as it's going to go, you have to yell stop, because if the bank vault closes, then you get nothing. And so it's like, it's so tricky because you never really know like how high it's going to go. So you want to hold out for that $1,000, but then it's like they get up to like 670, 705. And you're like, what if it doesn't go? What if it doesn't go? And then, so, you know, however long you can hold out and you yell stop, then the last number that's called, that's the amount that you get. And so then what they'll do, they're like, okay, so you got $705. That's yours. You know, you get to go home with that. Let's see how far it would have gone. And so they continue to play. They continue to play it, and then you're sitting there, especially if it's like they say like 907. You're like, okay, it's not gonna go over 900. And so you say stop. I'm like, okay, well, let's see how far it would have gone. It'll go like 950, 983, 1,000. You're like, God damn it! It was like so close. But now what they're doing is playing Beat the Bank Extreme. So it could either go 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, or $10,000. So now it's like, because it's like everybody wants to hold on because they want to see if they can win $10,000. And it's a lot of people are just like, they get up there and then the vault closes on them because they're waiting for that big number.
It's tricky. I'd be like, screw that. The second I know I got like a decent amount, I'd be like,
Right.
I don't trust myself. I don't have very good luck, so.
I used to, I can't say that I would win a lot of radio contests from that show, but I won a couple of contests from that show, and, It was mostly like online entry stuff. Like it was never really like call in and win. Yeah. It was like, oh, you know, we have this contest, fill out a form online and you can, you know, you have a chance to win. And I won a couple of those, but they don't really do many of those anymore. So it's like call in and win. And the bad thing about it is like because it's a nationally syndicated show, and it goes out to different radio stations all across the country, there's like a delay from where it's broadcasted to where it gets to your station. And it's like, it's really different because it plays on one station in New Orleans and it plays on another station in Baton Rouge. And sometimes you can kind of pick up both stations depending on where you are. And the delay is different even with those two stations. Like, the one on Baton Rouge will play, like, there's more of a delay on the station in New Orleans than the one it is in Baton Rouge. And so the show is actually based out of Dallas, Texas, so I would feel like the station in Dallas probably has the least amount of a delay. So when they say, oh, well, call now, it's like, okay, the people in Dallas get it first, and then depending on how bad the delay is, and on any other station across the country, you know, then they'll hear it like a couple seconds later. Those seconds are crucial. Those seconds are really
seconds
crucial.
Are crucial. It's so dramatic. It's fair. It's like, you know, if you're winning something big.
Yeah. If you want a chance to win $10,000, you want to be the first to call in or the 13th or 17th to call in.
Yeah, that's what sucks about, like, you know, they'll do, like, tickets or money or whatever, and then half the time it is just like, oh, you have a chance to win, so you're not even guaranteed them. You still have to, like, win another contest.
Right. So much you have to go through.
And too much luck that you need to have that I don't.
Yeah. Oh, but if we have any of our listeners out there and you had a chance, or if you played any of, you know, the lottery, your state's lottery or the Powerball or anything, you've been dreaming about what you would do with your winnings, write to us. Let us know what it is that you would do if you had $40 million or $50 million or even $600 million. We would love to hear what kind of crazy, outlandish things that you could dream up. You know, we don't want to hear about, you know, buy a house or buy a car or, you know, pay bills. We don't want to hear about all of that. We want to hear, like, stuff that's unique to you, stuff that you want to do. But, you know, it would just take an exorbitant amount of money for you to do it. But if you want to write to us, I just had to pull that one out from the back of my brain. I felt like I haven't used it in a while. But if you want to write to us, you can find us on we're on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast@tumblr.com. You can find us on Facebook at spiderbitespodcast, on Twitter at spiderbitescast, or you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com, and that's bites, B-Y-T-E-S. If you want to hear more episodes of the show, you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and that's bites with a Y. And if you do subscribe to us on either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, you know, we just ask that you leave us a rating and a review. Just let us know exactly how you feel about the show, if you liked it, if you didn't like it. My throat was starting to close on me. let us know how you feel about the show, things you like, things you didn't like. Just give us your honest feedback. We love hearing from you guys. We love getting those opinions from you. So we want to make sure that we give you the most enjoyable show that we can possibly give. So just leave us a rating, leave us a review, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Tumblr, and just, you know, send us questions. And if you want to send me or Ashley something specifically just to us, not necessarily to the show, you can find our social media links in the description of the episode, and you know, all the information you can find there. I always feel like I'm forgetting something when I say that.
I wonder if you ever are. I never, like, go back and listen to figure it out. So I wonder if there's something different you miss every week.
there probably is. It's probably, like, one service that we have the podcast on that I keep forgetting to say, or I might forget. Because I think, like, last week I completely forgot to even say like the podcast services that we're on. I think I completely forgot that. I just blew past it.
Write it down.
You know I'm never gonna do that. Every week. You know I'm never gonna do that.
I know.
I leave it to you to write things down.
But I never write that down.
Well, I think you're gonna have to start taking a few more notes.
I need to, as you're saying it really quickly, write everything down and
checklist it off every week. Right. Like, okay, he said Tumblr, he said Facebook, he said Twitter, and the email. Okay, we got Apple, we got Google. Just check everything off. Like, you didn't say Stitcher.
You missed it.
You forgot to mention Spotify.
Think you got it all this week? It sounds like it's all there.
It does. It's probably just my own brain like, you know, ooh, you forgot something. Like, okay, anxieties, stop it.
Oh, how fun it is.
Yes. That nagging feeling, it never goes away.
Speaking of nagging, feeling, my cats are nagging me to feed them dinner.
Of course they are. Well, Ashley does that, we're gonna just go ahead and call it a night. We thank you guys for listening. Yeah. We really appreciate it. We're glad that you stopped by and gave our show a listen, and we love you, and we hope to see you all, or we hope to why do I do this to myself? Because then
this is why you need
but no, they know that we don't see them. We know that they don't see us. So why does it even matter that I say that we hope to see you guys next time? Because they know what I mean. But it's a split second where I start to say it, and then my brain is like, they don't see you. And it's like, well, okay, well, they hear us. Well, how do I say we hope for you to hear us next time? Like, that doesn't roll off the tongue well.
I mean, I usually just always end it with see ya, so I mean...
Right.
I think you're good. It's just that you're doubting yourself for that second, like, ah!
I hate my brain. I really do. I hate my brain.
One of these days, you'll be able to get through saying, we hope to see you next week without panicking.
Right, and I won't stop myself. But until that happens, we hope that you will join us again next week for another episode. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.